All right, folks, welcome back to another episode of Stoic Mindset Reset. Your friendly neighborhood philosopher slash life hack guru Dylan Brooks here, ready to unpack some serious mental game with you. Ever catch yourself spiraling down that rabbit hole of negativity? You know the one those whispers in your head telling you you're not good enough, smart enough, or capable enough. Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're tackling that insidious beast negative self-talk. We're going to learn how to recognize it, understand its power, and most importantly, silence it for good. Because let's be real, a positive inner voice is like having your own personal cheerleader in the back of your mind constantly pumping you up and reminding you that you got this. So buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, coffee, tea, maybe a celebratory smoothie, and get ready to level up your mindset. 5 Stoic Superpowers for Banishing Negative Self-Talk. First things first, let's talk about the why. Why is it so important to deal with this negative self-talk? Well, imagine your thoughts like seeds. They have the power to grow into either beautiful, vibrant flowers or gnarled, thorny vines depending on what you water them with. Negative self-talk. That's basically pouring gasoline on those thorny vines. It fuels fear, doubt, and anxiety, all those things that hold you back from living your best life. But here's the good news. We have the power to change those seeds to cultivate a garden of positive thoughts. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who knew a thing or two about mental toughness, gave us some powerful tools to do just that. Let's dive into 5 Stoic superpowers for silencing your inner critic. 1. Recognize and label it. Think of it like spotting a spider in your house. You don't freak out right away, you just calmly identify what it is. Same with negative self-talk. Become aware of those pesky thoughts when they pop up. Say to yourself, okay, there's that old thought again, I can't do this. Just naming it takes away some of its power. 2. Challenge those thoughts. Don't just accept those negative thoughts as truth. Ask yourself, is there any evidence to support this? What would I tell a friend who was thinking this way? Often, you'll find that the truth your inner critic is peddling is more like a flimsy rumor than solid fact. 3. Reframe your perspective. This is where things get really interesting. Take that negative thought and flip it around. Instead of I'm not good enough, try this as an opportunity to learn and grow. Instead of I always mess things up, say, I'm learning from my experiences and becoming stronger. 4. Focus on what you can control. Remember, you can't control everything that happens to you, but you can control your reaction to it. Dwelling on the things you can't change only fuels negativity. Shift your focus to what you can influence: your actions, your attitude, your choices. 5. Practice gratitude. This one is a game changer. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life. Big or small, it all adds up. Focusing on gratitude helps shift your mindset from scarcity to abundance and makes those negative thoughts less likely to take hold. Let's say you're prepping for a big presentation at work. That familiar voice starts whispering, you're going to mess this up. You're not prepared enough. People are going to laugh at you. Now here's where those Stoic superpowers come in. First, you recognize the negative thought pattern. Second, you challenge it by asking yourself, what evidence do I have that this will happen? Have I prepared well for this presentation? Third, you reframe your perspective by saying to yourself, this is an opportunity to share my knowledge and make a positive impact. Fourth, focus on what you can control: your preparation, your delivery, and your attitude. Fifth, take a moment to appreciate the skills you've developed, the opportunities you've been given, and the support you have from colleagues. See? You're already winning. Remember, folks, changing your mindset takes time and effort. It's not about being perfect or silencing those negative thoughts completely, it's about becoming aware of them, challenging them, and choosing to focus on the positive. Keep practicing those Stoic superpowers, and you'll be amazed at how much happier and more empowered you feel. So go out there, slay your day, and remember, you got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. I love hearing from you. Let me know what negative self-talk triggers you've encountered and what strategies help you overcome them. And if you found this episode helpful, please spread the Stoic love by leaving a review and sharing it with your friends. Until next time, keep that inner critic in check and remember, you're capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.